Welcome to the pilot episode of Don't Call Me. I'm your host, Em, and I've been reflecting a lot lately on the stories we live by, the ones we tell ourselves and the ones others try to tell us, the stories that come with labels, expectations, and a lot of weight. What happens when those stories don't quite fit? Or when we realize they're not really ours? To begin with, that's what I want to dive into today. For so long, and I know I'm not alone, I wore the labels others gave me. I let the weight of those expectations and words just pull me down. And for a long time, I just thought that's what it was going to be. That's how it had to be. Deep down, I always hated those labels. They never fit, and they didn't tell the story of who I really was. I felt so unseen and unheard. But I didn't know how to escape them and how to rewrite my narrative. And for years, I didn't know how to break free from them. I didn't know how to live without the weight of someone else's story hanging over me. When I started to understand something important, that every narrative is shaped by bias, culture, personal experiences, and this one, choice, that's when things began to shift. What I came to realize is that every single story, whether it's your own or someone else's, it's made up. Every single story is made up. It's a narrative based on beliefs and experiences that shaped it. It's fluid and not fixed. And that means we have the power to rewrite it at any time. But, and that's a big but, first, we have to decide that we want to. Now, I'm not talking about some easy or immediate shift. This wasn't an overnight thing for me. I didn't just wake up one day and think, I'm done with these labels. It was more like a slow, subtle unraveling. A slow burning torture that I just couldn't bear any longer. I had to create space for myself, for my own voice, and for my own story. There was a time not all that long ago when I felt trapped in a narrative that didn't reflect who I was, but I had to face a hard truth. I had been letting those stories, those labels, dictate my life and my happiness for far too long. Pretty much the entirety of my life. And they can be really destructive. They can tear you apart. They tear apart your sense of self if you let them. But when you realize they're just stories and just labels that others put on you, you can start reclaiming your power and your personhood. And for a long time, decades, I thought the only way out was to run, and that's exactly what I did. I left everything behind. I cut ties with just about everyone I knew. I moved halfway across the country, and I started over completely from the ground up. I had nothing. And I had no one. I didn't have a clear plan, and I definitely didn't have all the answers. But I knew I couldn't keep living under someone else's definition of who I was. And for my own sake, I need to be clear, I wasn't rebelling for the sake of defiance or irresponsibility. It was more of an escape, a means of survival. It was either do or die, and I chose to do. It was a to be or not to be, and I chose to be. I chose to rebuild and to recreate my life and my identity. I recreated my identity from scratch. It was the only way I could think of to escape the confines of those labels. And when I did that, when I took the space I needed, when I stopped letting other people's stories define me, that's when I began to figure out who I really was. I began to feel like myself. It wasn't about rejecting the past, but about letting go of the parts that didn't serve me. And that process, that letting go, opened up the possibility for something brand new. I know that change doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey. It's a process of redefining, of shedding old skin, of letting go what no longer fits. And in that process, there's something powerful that happens. You start to remember who you really are without the labels, without the expectations, just you in your most raw and real form. That's where the magic happens. And it's funny how that works, you know. The moment that we let go of what we thought we should be, we start to discover who we really are. It really is magical. When you finally step into your own skin, no longer confined by other people's perceptions, it's beautiful. And it doesn't have to be some big dramatic moment. It can be small. It can be as simple as giving yourself permission to stop carrying other people's expectations. And admittedly, for me, the process wasn't always graceful. There were days when I doubted myself and days when I thought maybe I should go back to what I was familiar with, even though it was incredibly unhealthy and just killing me on the inside. We always go back to comfort. Discomfort is scary. But on the other side of that, incredible. I had to remember why I made the choice to leave everything behind in the first place. I had to choose myself. And that choice meant something. It meant I wasn't going to let the labels define me anymore. The truth is, we all have the ability to create our own stories, but we don't always recognize it. Sometimes we get so caught up in the expectations of others or ourselves or the stories that we've been told that we forget we're the authors of our own lives. And that's a big realization. When you remember that you have the pen in your hand, it's so liberating. So, what does that mean for your future? You keep evolving. We can keep changing and growing without being trapped by the past. We never stop. Until the day we die, we are still learning, growing, changing. Our identities aren't fixed. We can shed them like old skin, creating new versions of ourselves that align with where we are right now. But we don't have to be the same person we were yesterday, nor should we. The best part, there's no expiration date on reinvention. We don't have to wait for a big moment or a huge life event to change the direction we're heading. We can start over at any time. We can choose to be whoever we want to be whenever we want to be. I know it's not always that easy. I get it. I get it. So many different factors. But letting go of the stories we've lived by, the labels that have defined us, it really can be an uphill battle. It's scary. There's so much uncertainty, but there's also an incredible amount of freedom. When we choose to live outside of those constraints, that's when we start to see what's really possible. And there's a kind of strength in letting go and stepping to the unknown. And it's not the kind of strength that comes from force or defiance. It's the strength that comes from vulnerability and from trusting that we don't need to be anyone else but ourselves. It's the kind of strength that comes from saying, I don't need to fulfill your expectations of me. I don't need to accept your narrative. I'm creating my own. And that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? To finally feel like you can stand tall in your own skin without fear or judgment or of rejection. Just to know that you are enough just as you are, not to sound cliche, but it is true. And you get to define who you are every single day. There's so much beauty in that and so much potential. Oh my God. Every little choice, every little decision you make, just do the best you can. We're all working from a toolbox of experiences, and we can't really go beyond that. So you just make the best decisions that you have with what you've got. And next, the next step for me is about continuing this journey of self-discovery, and that's why I'm here with you right now. It's about embracing the uncertainty and the beauty of change. And I really want you to join me on this journey. Let's keep exploring and keep redefining and keep learning how to live the stories we choose to tell and not the ones that others give to us, just the ones that we write for ourselves. And this is where things get really interesting. There's this quote that I like to refer back to when I'm having a bit more of a difficult time. It's this: in the horrifying calculus of self-deception, the greater the pain we inflict on others, the greater the need to justify it to maintain our feelings of decency and self-worth. That's from Mistakes Were Made, But Not by Me, by Carol Tarvis. And this quote resonated so deeply with me because it explains something that I experienced firsthand. And again, I know I'm not the only one. And I think that's why it's so important to be here and talk with you about it. The more people tried to define me, the more I felt the need to prove them wrong. It was like I had to spend all this energy defending who I wasn't instead of embracing who I actually was. But here's the thing, it's not about proving them wrong. It's about realizing that their stories and their definitions don't have to be your truth. You don't have to let someone else's narrative shape your identity. You have the power to rewrite that story over and over again if necessary. But I have to be honest. Here's the painful reality. I lost everything because of the narratives of others. When people feel threatened by your evolution or the way you've stepped into your power, they can really try to attack you to maintain their own sense of decency and self-worth. It's like a defense mechanism. They have to justify their actions or beliefs, so they tear you down to keep their own story intact. I felt that so deeply. When you're breaking free from the labels others try to put on you, when you're recreating yourself and stepping into your own light, people will often react. It's not always fair, but that's the cost of changing the narrative. not just for yourself, but for those around you who are still stuck in their own stories. It certainly wasn't easy. It was messy and complicated, but when you choose to let go of what others expect of you, you create space for something new to emerge and room for the real you to rise to the surface, the version of you that's been waiting to be seen all along. So if you're carrying those labels, those stories that don't feel right, take a moment and ask yourself, what would happen if I set those down? What would happen if I let go of the need to prove anything to anyone? And what if I allowed myself to be fully walking in my power without any need for validation? This journey certainly is not a smooth one. We all have our own struggles and obstacles to face, some far worse than others. But the more I step into my own story, the more I realize that I don't need anyone's approval to live my truth. And neither do you. Your story is yours to write, and you have the power to write it however you choose. You can start fresh, start over, and keep evolving, because every day is an opportunity to redefine yourself and rewrite your narrative. I just want to get back to the beauty of this. We're still here, right? We're still here on the planet right now. So we get to change. We get to grow. And we get to redefine who we are at any moment. And we don't need anyone's permission to do that. So let's really celebrate that. Let's celebrate the freedom to reinvent, to keep evolving, and to let go of the stories that no longer fit. Because we are the authors of our own stories. And you have the power to rewrite that story whenever you choose. So thank you for joining me on this first episode of Don't Call Me. I'm so glad that you're here. And until next time, keep rewriting your story. Keep becoming who you're meant to be.